Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Victoria. I'm hoping I'm not repeating myself. So, physical illnesses. I want you all to stop over and see angelcoaches.com or .org, excuse me. And on that site, there's a tab for blogs. And usually what I'll do is I expand on some of the topics that I talk about on Wednesday night for you guys to read. And also there's the tab that shows my introduction, and you can make appointments and you can get the newsletter, really fabulous stuff on the site. All the other angel coaches also blog on there too, and they have their site going on. So it's a great place to check it out. Okay, so tonight I'm talking about soul planning and physical illnesses. Now just remember that everything you are today, you have been building for centuries, okay? Your talents, your achievements, your good deeds, your love are all cumulative, just as the negative manifestations are cumulative, okay? And we need to, this cumulative experience, we need it, okay? So a single lifetime, whether you live from age 9, 90, or 900, is just not enough time for your soul to mature to the level to fulfill your journey, okay? So a soul will come back in many lifetimes to learn and experience things that it needs to learn before it goes to their highest dimension, the closest that they can to the God, the I Am, the universe. Okay, so it comes back and forth multiple times. So this is the lifetime you're living. Okay, so we wonder why on earth would a soul want to plan a physical illness? Like why? And we all know that some of these physical illnesses, like AIDS, breast cancer, muscular dystrophy, Lyme disease, it could be anything that is so devastating. Why would you want to? Okay, so I got together, I found an example about this guy. His name is John. And let me tell you a little bit about John, his background, and then we're going to go into the soul planning session. And hopefully that will give you a better idea and understanding about the soul planning, how it happens, and what the purpose is, okay? So John is a male, of course, born in Livingston, Alabama, in a town of about 2,500 people, okay, in 1956, in the time of social upheaval and racial intolerance in the South. Okay, so just think about where he's born, okay? He's a white man who experienced the horrible treatment against African Americans. Okay, so when he had the opportunity to tell his father, hey, I'm gay, he thought by offering his father, basically, when he said that, his father's like, well, you know what I could do? I could take you across the river and I could find you a woman. So clearly his father was very against the whole concept that he was gay. When he told his mother, he was just like, hey, Mom, there's a show on, and you know, I want you to come see it. And it was a documentary or a TV show about homosexuality. But his mom, instead of joining him in the den, decided she would sit there and play cards. And he could very distinctively see that she was just not into the whole, she wasn't open to even watching anything about the topic. And at school, he was taunted by the school. They called him a fag. They pushed him around. It was always constant name calling. So add to the fact that the religious climate in that area was also very intolerant about his sexuality. Okay. So basically, this guy, John, had shame in his personal life through school, family, and religion. And yet, this guy chose to be incarnated in a place where an entire race of people was being shamed publicly. So there was shame both publicly and privately in his life, okay? So it was a very, very extremely challenging time for a soul to say, hey, I want to come to this world 1956 and have AIDS. It was just not a really good time. John was incarnated in a family of shame, in a place of shame, and in an era of shame, and even felt shame by romantic partners in his past. So you know, if you want to talk about being doled the worst cards you could possibly get, John got it, okay? So age is a part of the pattern of shame that John witnessed firsthand. So when he was diagnosed, he said, well, I got what I deserved. Okay, because people have been shaming him all his life. So he's just like, I got it. I deserve this 100%. When he was going through his illnesses, his severe illness, he was hospitalized because, you know, AIDS is not a very awesome disease to have. It's very difficult. It makes you very sick. And so he had a very near-death experience, okay? And from this near-death experience, he was given the opportunity, stay or go. And he decided he wanted to stay and fight. He wanted to fight to live the truth, okay? So it was a choice that he made, okay? So John basically was just saying that the shaming words were solid, immovable events in his life. And what do you do with that? He's like, what do you do with the solid and immovable? He's like, you build on it. So he took this whole event of having AIDS, and he's like, you know what? I'm going to change it, right? And so that's what his focus was. He's like, I'm going to do it. So in the session that this man has with two mediums, one who directs, you know, and guides the interview, the others are the mediums that were able to go back and discuss things with the Soult family, okay? So in this, they were able to talk and find out why, in particular, was John facing this AIDS? Why did he get it? Like, what was the deal? And basically, the first thing that they got out of it was that basically his soul group, the group of souls that collectively together choose to incarnate together to learn a particular lesson, decided that John was one out of all the soul group to experience this, and it was something that they were supposed to rehash in order to heal from a past lifetime, okay? So all the members of the soul group came into this agreement that John would take the essential burden, and despite those so-called distractions or things created by illusion, begin nonetheless to shine and to become that light and to begin to see and understand the truth about himself, okay? So they came together, his souls, to assist each other and create within this lifetime the personalities in order to give John the perceptions he needed to, which was the perceptions of shame and stuff, in order to learn by the contrast, okay? So basically, all the members of John's soul group came to agreement before his birth that shame was going to be part of his life challenges, okay? When John no longer saw himself as less important, less loving, less delightful, less sacred than those around him, the obstacles of this human will fade, okay? So that was the point of his whole experience, okay? That once you no longer see yourself as less, you become more, okay? So the angel of this, the angel guide of his soul group basically said to him, the primary purpose of these life challenges is to show us how our thoughts and feelings create reality. Okay, challenges are mirrors that reflect to us our feelings about ourselves. And in that sense, they are gifts. Wisdom allows us to recognize them as such. Okay, the body itself is being used to bring about this awareness, to shine the light on where the healing is needed. So the AIDS itself, being sick, is showing where they need to go, okay, where you need to have healing. And because this had such a great impact on his soul family in the non-physical realm, it brought about an extremely intense and very powerful method so that all can benefit from the truths that are uncovered. So this was actually a plan, not only just to heal John and his karmic for his lifetime, but the whole soul group, not as collectively, okay? So John had specifically planned the experience of AIDS not for his own learning, but also for the growth of the entire soul group. The process as personalities make on the earth plane expand both our individual souls and every soul group in our soul in the group. Okay, so your earth personality together learning what they need to learn helps multiple things, yourself, your soul group, and more than that, like humanity. So the interviewer asked for clarity, of course, because we want to know more. And the soul basically said, it is the necessity of seeing oneself as you truly are. So seeing who you really are and believing in your one's own truth one's own identity. It has to do with the belief that all love is deserved, that unconditional love is deserved, regardless of the situation. So through his life, he thought, I don't deserve to be loved. My parents don't love me because I'm gay. My friends don't care about me because I'm gay. You know, I'm in a situation where I just feel worthless and I deserve to have AIDS. I deserve to be sick. I deserve all this. And it's not true. And remember, last week we talked about learning in contrast. So you think about it, you're like, well, if you think you don't deserve love, then it's opposite. That means that you should have love. So you deserve to be loved. You deserve to love yourself. So remember, it's always a learning by contrast. The disease AIDS is about splitting the desire for unconditional love with the belief that one does not deserve it. Okay, so AIDS itself, in a bigger picture, for all the people on this earth who have AIDS, is also to bring about love. Okay, therefore healing comes and is completed when the soul of John shines through and the personality of John, because remember the soul is above the personality, that personality is that earth self that we talked about last week, okay, and the personality of John sees that light and believes that of himself, okay, so once he believes that he does deserve the light, that or the love, that's when the healing begins, okay. The human body vibrates at very low frequencies, and at higher frequencies, a revolution of truth commences. So we also talked about that last week, saying that, you know, negativity is low, and obviously love is high, okay? So the physical illnesses could stimulate the spiritual healing, okay? Where did that originally come from, and how was it created? Why? A balance is obtained by experiencing both the light and the dark, okay? So a person can choose to become an individual who exterminates an entire tribe of humans. One may choose to abuse children, okay? All of these things create a level of learning and knowing, okay? This is truly the realm in which there exists the polarity of good and bad, okay? So when you see bad, there's a reason for the bad. And there's always the contrast of what you're supposed to be learning, okay? Finding that balance between the light and the dark, the good and the bad, brings you out of that realm and moves you away from the sense of duality and creates within you instead a belief that all that is, a belief that we're all one, we're all together, we're all the soul, we are a group, okay? And this is the divine nature and unities of all that creates in the universe. Okay, so John, the highest frequency in the universe is that of love, right? So to hold on to that frequency for yourself as long as possible, whenever possible, is what is the secret to healing, okay? So what else is important to understand about the experience of AIDS? Why did John experience it? Besides the fact that we now know that he experienced it to not feel the shame, to feel more of the self-worth, self-love, and to feel that he deserves the love that we have all, you know, that he's craved all of his life, okay? But this is the plague of our time, okay, that points to a pattern of self-hatred among mankind, accumulation of centuries and generations of movement away from the spirit, a movement away from the light, and a belief in a self as body. The belief that self is as a, and a belief in the self as the body and the separate of all that is. Okay? It's accurate then to say that AIDS is healing humanity. And the spirit said, absolutely. So, see right there with this session, you could see that, yes, all these things are made possible on a spiritual level for us to learn as humankind. There's a reason and purpose for everything. And I've said that a long time ago, and I never understood it. Why is there a reason? Like, what's the deal? So self-forgiveness is the touchstone of John's healing in this lifetime. He must forgive others for their intolerance, but the greater challenge is to forgive himself for believing what the other said to and about him. Okay, so it's a little bit of twofold. Okay, he has to understand that he is no longer defined, okay, He's no longer defined by the harsh words that these people have spoken of him, harsh words that he's read about people who have AIDS or about gay men, okay? He is no longer defined by AIDS, okay? One of my life lessons that I learned is that my Lyme disease does not define who I am. And here it is, the same thing said about John. John is not defined by AIDS, okay? And that is so important, okay? John awakened from his non-physical life with an internal intuitive remembrance of his immeasurable value, okay? So having that near-death experience and being awakened of what he is and why he's here and what he's to learn has made his body healing, okay? Only our courageously embracing the darkness can we fully understand and measure and appreciate the light. So sometimes, you know, you sometimes have to learn by falling flat in your face, being split through the mud, eating a little mud, dirt, poo, in order to start learning and appreciating what the message is supposed to be there for. Okay. And it's not done in punishment. Just think of it if you were in this world and everything was given to you easily. Why would you need to learn in contrast if it's there and you have it and it's great? So our belief between the physical plane and darkness is the belief in our separation. Okay, we believe that our physical bodies, that we are our physical bodies. Okay, so I believe that I'm Victoria and I'm this body. I'm this body that rides horses, that has, you know, strong legs and maybe a little pudgy belly. But in actuality, okay, it is an illusion. But it's necessary for our physical incarnations to think that in order to learn the rich lessons that we have in spiritual growth, okay? Experiencing AIDS, John provides us all with an opportunity to let our true selves emerge. And that's the truth, okay? So by him learning, he was able to help not only himself, but also humanity, okay? And another person that they discussed within the same chapter is about this woman named Doris who has breast cancer, okay? And her breast cancer is resulted from her thoughts about herself, thoughts that were triggered by events that she had planned before her birth, okay? Similar in the sense that they had negativity. You know, she thought negative about herself. Her cancer was not neither a failure or a punishment. There was no badness related to that experience either, okay? The soul cares about the growth, not about the time that's required to learn the lessons that they are faced within this time period, okay? So there's no time limit on what you learn in this lifetime, okay? It all has a reason and purpose. The duality we see in this world, the right, the wrong, the good, the bad, sits in a marked contrast to the neutrality of the soul. Okay, so the personality, us, the earth person, everything that flows on our life, everything in our life, we judge it. We judge every waking moment, while the soul just sits there quietly and contemplatively observing with detachment, compassion, and non-judgmental. Okay, so as we expand our self-concept from personality to soul, we grant ourselves a more accurate self-understanding. Okay, so the closer you are to understanding why you're here, what is the reason and purpose for your lesson, you know, what are you supposed to get out? If you absolutely begin to learn and understand what the contrast needs to be, and you start applying it, then all of a sudden you're becoming less of the personality and more towards the soul. So things become clearer, happier, more in alignment of what you're supposed to be learning, okay? So essentially, AIDS is healing humanity, okay? So John's story is one where his soul decided to have, the soul planning group decided that he was the one that's coming to Earth to this lifetime to learn a lesson. But it's not only him, because by him raising his vibrations up, okay, he's not only raising it for him and his little surrounding within this lifetime, but he's also raising it for all of mankind. So it touches not only him, but more outwardly. So I mean, more in his soul group, more within people around him, it's not just for him. Do you know what I mean? It's you know, they, let's see. Another way to explain it is like when you pray, and they say praying is powerful, and it is. It's extremely powerful, and it's very life-altering. And the reason why it is so powerful is because you have a massive amount of people grouped together, all raising their vibration up. And it's making a louder noise at a higher frequency. So it's able to attract and also help and spread faster and better because it's a higher frequency. And that's what we want to all do as people. We want to just raise our frequency up. So instead of thinking negatively about the situations that you're facing, you know, especially with illnesses, because illnesses are really, really hard. I know this because I lived it. I lived it and breathed it from 2005 until 2009. I had probably the most challenging time period possible. And I remember looking in the mirror and I just hated so passionately the image that I was seeing because it was not the same me because of the Lyme disease. Hated, hated, hated. I cannot stress to you. So I learned that this disease is not what defines me. And it was only really and truly meant for me to have so that I would learn that I'm the one that is in charge of how, you know, I am defined. And once I realized that, when I started feeling bad, I'm like, you know what? Why am I feeling bad? Is it because I'm thinking negatively of myself? Am I thinking negatively of, you know, what I deserve? You know, the love. I deserve to be loved. I deserve to be, you know, cared for and understood. Because I really felt down on myself. And I changed my thoughts. I reversed it from thinking negatively about myself to something positive. And I learned what contrast it was necessary to make. Okay? Just as John did. Now, of course, John, you know, had the help of mediums who were able to go and talk to the soul planning guides, the spirit guides and the soul, some of the souls within his soul group. But you don't have to do the same. Do you know what I mean? I think that by pure knowledge of knowing that when you have a challenge, it is meant to be a learning lesson. It's meant to be there for you to learn. Okay, so if you think about it, you're like, okay, I have this challenging day where I got in a confrontation with XYZ or with Mary at work. You know, what is it about Mary that we got in a fight for? And the first thing, like, how does it make you feel? And then you start whittling away the feelings that you have, and you understand whether it was something that was more on ego-driven or personality-driven thoughts versus something in your higher self, okay? And when you think about it like that, you'll come to realize, well, you know what? I was thinking more selfishly, and in reality, I should be more compassionate of her needs. And then you just start thinking of and really, like, addressing what the challenges are and why. And honestly, once you start seeing that, things will be easier, you know, and you'll be able to go through your day. And now with the physical illnesses, it takes time. It's not going to be overnight. I can tell you, I think it was 3 years ago, finally, I was able to get off of every single medication I was on. But it took a lot of meditation. It took a lot of work within myself to say, hey, I'm worthy of a lot of things, you know, so I'm not this illness. So I stopped posting about Lyme disease on my Facebook page. I stopped, you know, becoming, subscribing to blogs about it, you know, because I found that blogs basically, I mean, as a support group, it's great. Don't get me wrong. But it's also a place where people can bitch about how, excuse my phrase, how uncomfortable and upset and how, you know, sad and kind of more on a victim consciousness type level, you know, and we don't need to do that. We don't need to wallow in self-pity about what we have. We know we have it for a reason. Let's find out what that reason is and start going on to a higher plane instead of being the personality self, soul. Let's go to the soul level, personality level. Let's go to the soul level. Let's reach our higher consciousness in order to be what we're supposed to be in this lifetime. And with that, you guys are going to be coming, you know, you will heal. And I promise you, you will. So I know that was a lot of information, a lot. There is a fabulous book called Your Soul's Plan by Robert Schwartz. Okay, and this is where I got the story from and a lot of the verbiage on how things were explained. I read this book 2 years ago, and it has changed my life completely. And I know Tree will agree. It has multitude of stories and examples of how people were brought on this earth to experience something in particular and why they were able to get what they did out of it. Like, what was the reason and purpose? I'd like to do another example of this another time on another show. I just have to figure out which example I want to do. But it gives you a bigger perspective of why things happen on this planet and why people experience what they experience. So instead of looking at people with pity, you're going to look at the people with compassion. And by looking at them with compassion, you raise your vibration. And if you raise your vibration, then people are at a different dimension. People lift themselves up, and the world, mankind itself, is a better place. So I challenge you all to go buy the book if you would. Amazon has it. It's fabulous. I would loan you mine, but mine's highlighted and underlined like there's no tomorrow. If you have any questions or if you have any comments, please post it on facebook.com/angelcoaches. And please go see the angelcoaches.org site and check out the blog. It has great stuff. A lot of people post things, and I do as well. So I will leave you tonight with the soul planning on physical illnesses. I hope it touched you as much as it did me, because let me tell you, I'm free of Lyme disease, and it's only because I've understood exactly why I had it. Okay, so you all have one of those fabulous evenings. Be happy, be healthy, think positively, and I will see you next week, same bat channel, not same time, because we're going to do it on Wednesdays again. we just had a little hiccup with the blog site. So, all right, so I will see you next week. Have a good now. Bye.